Okay, 4-8-2003, approximately 1931 hours. This will be an interview with Deputy Michelle Crystal, ID number 3285, regarding officer-involved shooting. Okay. Go ahead and tell me how you got the call, what you heard, how you got here.
Okay. Welty and I were coming off of another call. We heard the pursuit go out. Came down Moore Park to Wilbur.
Okay. Now, just want to clarify, you and Welty are in separate cars, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
He's following behind me.
Okay.
We're southbound on Moore Park. We turn east on Wilbur. Deputy Mayo gets on the radio and advises me exactly where they're at, which they describe as behind the wash, behind the apartments, and they say Shadow Hills.
I'm sorry, who did that?
Deputy Mayo.
Oh, okay.
This being my area, I know exactly where that's at. I know they're directly behind this building, so I come in the driveway here, park my car. One of the guys sees me from up top.
So just so I understand it correctly, you come in off of Wilbur into the westmost driveway of the complex at 187 Wilbur. Okay. Park your vehicle in the driveway, and then what do you do?
I exit the vehicle, and I can see one subject, and I can't tell what it is or who it is, at the end of the long driveway here.
Okay.
And one of the deputies yells out, "Stay there, he's coming right to you." Subject runs around the corner. I stand right here. I can see him come around the corner, and he's about a quarter of the way on the driveway here from the top. I know in my head that he's got some type of a knife, and he's suicidal. I can see at least three deputies directly, well, behind him, about probably with about a 5-foot gap.
Okay.
He's running to the left side of this driveway, and by himself. I take out my gun. I gun him. I yell stop 4 times. Stop, stop, stop. Kelly yells, "Michelle, he's not going to stop, he's not going to stop." Subject looks up, looks right at me, sees my gun, and changes direction right at that point and runs through the bushes about where the tape is there.
Okay. Did you see anything in his hands, or did you see anything?
Nothing in his hands.
Okay.
Good. As he ran through the bushes, everybody follows him. I cut through this way.
Okay. So just from, again, for me, so you're still at the base of the driveway, right where the driveway would open up and lead to the a little access way to the power plant area. So you run, you head northwest, okay,
yeah.
through this open field area, and what do you see?
I put my gun away,
okay.
I take out my baton, I see the subject running almost directly where they're at right now,
okay.
At the wall.
Okay.
Deputies are running behind him, and I'm running this direction right towards him.
Okay.
Fuller is running behind me.
Okay. And there's the complex where the incident ended, there is the building closest to Wilbur Road. Between that and the apartment complex, there is an opening in the wall and the shrubs, which allows access from the field, which is located on the east side of that first building and the south side of the apartment complex. Okay.
He runs over here and he kind of just stands here for a second.
Okay.
It seems like. And we all kind of look at him, and he hops on the wall. He sits on top of the wall, looks directly at us, takes the knife, and just starts gouging his wrist,
okay.
Left wrist,
okay.
Holding it this way.
Okay. He's, just so I understand this correctly, he stops, sits up on this retaining wall, which separates this field from the parking lot area of the next complex, and he's facing the deputies, you being included.
Legs are on the opposite side.
Okay, so he has his back towards you?
He has like his side towards you.
Oh, I see, okay.
Like this.
Okay, all right, so he's turned to his left then?
Yes.
Okay. And you said that, what was he doing with his arms again?
He took his right hand,
okay.
Had the knife in it, and held his left hand directly out like,
okay.
This.
In front of his body. Okay,
and
you're making
gouging.
Like a gouging motion in a downward fashion. Did you see what was in his right hand or what he was using to do this with?
No.
Okay.
That time I didn't.
Okay. Did you see anything else other than obviously him making this motion? Anything else that raised
concern? I saw silver, and I saw a silver handle.
Okay.
But I could not see if it was a knife or a blade.
Okay.
Or like a razor blade.
Okay. So he's doing this. What is yourself or any of the other deputies that are present here saying?
We're telling him to stop. We're telling him to, put it down. Put it down. Stop. He's not. Almost like he can't even hear us. He's non-compliant whatsoever.
Okay.
He then jumps over, and we kind of split up. A couple of us go this way, a couple of us stay here, and all the deputies that are following him initially jump over the wall, and Puller and I backtrack, go back around the building in case he doubles back that way.
Okay, now, when you got here, in the position, when I say here, is where we're standing now, where you're in closer proximity to where he sat up on the wall. Who else do you recall seeing in this area, as far as deputy-wise?
Senior Deputy Camille, Bonebright, Kelly. I believe I saw his trainee, and Fuller and I.
Okay. Now, was one particular deputy verbalizing to this guy, stop, drop the knife, or...
I think we all were.
You all were. Okay. Now, when he went over the wall... you said that you guys kind of split a little bit. You said some of the deputies were in the area where he had jumped over the wall, and you described some of the other deputies coming southbound along this wall to where there's where it meets the north side of this building over here. Do you remember who was where?
I know that one Less Lethal stayed here, and okay. One Less Lethal went here, and I believe it was Deputy Bonebright that came to the left side.
Okay. Who had the other Less Lethal?
Senior Walter.
Okay. Okay.
So he was here also.
Okay. Did anyone fire their Less Lethal?
Yes. I don't remember how many shots, and I don't recall which one did from this side of the wall. But there was a couple shots that were fired from here. And Fuller and I were already doubling back because they were already starting to go over.
Okay. So you say you heard the shots. You don't know who shot him. You don't know how many shots. Was that when you were already making your way back out onto Wilbur to head westbound on the south side of that business complex where he was running that driveway would lead out onto?
Yeah, I do recall a couple shots that were fired while I was still in this field, and okay. I don't know my exact position. I don't know if I was already turned around and doubled back, but I was still in this field. Because Fuller and I, as we got to the end, we heard more, and then we heard them say over the radio, Less Lethal shot, and we started really booking on the other side. Trying to get to the other side around the building. And at that point, we kind of were scaling the wall on the side.
Okay, let's walk over and show me kind of where you're at. So you and Fuller start heading southeast through this field back out to the driveway where you had parked your unit when you first arrived on scene. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. At some point in time while this is going on, you hear an unknown amount of shots.
Yes.
From what you perceive to be a Less Lethal shotgun.
Yes.
Okay.
And then they put out over the radio, Less Lethal shot.
Okay. Okay. You and Fuller come out onto Wilbur and start running westbound on the north sidewalk.
Right.
And you said earlier, and I just want to clarify this, your purpose was so that the subject couldn't come out onto Wilbur and continue running in whatever direction he chose?
Yes.
Okay.
The idea was, in my mind, to cut him off in case he jumped the wall and came southbound out
okay.
of the driveway. I ran actually up here.
Okay, so you run up through the grass in a northwesterly direction into the parking lot of 155.
Fuller goes around to the end of the driveway and we kind of meet up right over here. He stays with a visual at the end here. I scale up this ramp.
Okay, so Fuller stops here at the driveway where it starts to meet the beginning of the parking area for east facing vehicles for 155 Wilbur. You run up this the service ramp or the walking ramp for 155
and I
northbound.
Shot fired, lethal, less lethal, I'm thinking shot fired. I hear several.
Okay.
Come up on the back side of the parking lot here.
Okay.
And Fuller is probably about 15 feet behind me.
Okay, so now you've run up that ramp, north direction, into eastward facing parking stalls. Continue in a north-west direction out into the main driveway for this complex. Okay. Once you get, once, once you get out in the driveway, you see Fuller's catching up to you now?
He's about 15 feet behind me.
Okay,
he's
coming
north. He's kind of stationed back there a little bit.
Okay. When you come in the driveway, what do you see?
We see all the deputies, or several deputies, I'm assuming all the ones that were jumping the wall in the driveway, running. I can see the subject at the last, the only point that I saw him at, I think, was the last point of this whole thing, because I hear over the radio, shots fired. I can hear them audibly, and I see the subject just go down forward.
Okay, so when you're hearing that over the radio and seeing that, are you standing in close proximity to where we're standing right now?
I'm still running.
Okay, so you're still running. Okay. So if you could, for me, from what you remember, if you're able to do this, which I have a little bit, show, you know, if you can kind of show me in the general vicinity where you were when you can, you know, hear the shots and see the suspect making that kind of stumbling motion you described.
Pretty close, probably about this driveway here.
Okay.
So they're still running behind me, and I'm still running up.
Okay. So the entrance you pointed to is the entrance to the parking lot for 145 Wilbur. Okay. And it's just south of the entrance into that parking lot for that the Glen Oaks apartment complex. That's when you hear the shots fired and you see what's up there. Okay. Prior to that shooting taking place, did you hear anyone saying anything?
No.
Okay. Do you remember seeing anything in particular as far as the deputies, what they were doing or what the suspect was doing?
No.
Okay.
In fact, there was so many of them, it was very hard for me to see the subject, and the only thing I remember seeing of him was him falling forward.
Okay. Okay. He falls forward. Okay. Do you continue running northbound up
yes.
the driveway? Okay, so as you're running northbound up the driveway, to describe for me what you see.
I make it all the way up there.
Okay. Well, why don't we get all the way up there to where
okay.
you got?
I see Roger Kelly standing to the right of the subject. The subject is face down.
Okay.
We could not see at that point where the knife was or the blade was. Senior Deputy Camus was standing towards the head of the subject.
Okay. And just so I just want to say for myself that the subject's head was north and his feet were to the south. Okay. And he's laying face down, you said. Okay.
Yes. Because we couldn't see where the knife was, two of the deputies pulled him by his feet back about 4 or 5 feet.
Do you remember who did that?
No.
Okay.
About 4 or 5 feet, and the knife was exposed, and one of the deputies kicked it to the side, and
okay.
I don't know who kicked it.
Okay.
I put on some gloves, and we were trying to talk to him, trying to keep him going, trying to talk to him. At that point, he was still gasping. And Roger Kelly and I were determining we were going to do CPR, but we could hear AMR on the way, and that was it.
Okay. Okay. Do you recall how many shots you heard?
I know I could distinctly tell the difference between the beanbag and the shots fired. I know that because I started running faster. I want to say at least 4 to 5.
Okay.
I could distinctly remember.
Okay. All right. Now, at any point when this was going on, from your involvement in it, did you hear the suspect say anything at all?
No. In
okay.
fact, when he sat on the wall and he turned and looked directly at us and we were trying to talk to him, like I said, it was almost like he could not even understand or see us there.
Not now, probably back. Right.
He never said a word. He never said a word.
Okay, is there anything else you can think of?
The only thing I can think of is, I know when I first pulled out my gun at the end of the driveway down there, my first thought was, I didn't know what type of knife he had, and he was running directly at me, and I thought I was going to have to shoot him there until he changed direction.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I think that'll be it then. Going to end the interview at approximately 1947 hours.